nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
The towering mountains, the modern, friendly city, the innumerable rivers and lakes.
Cairo Radio's resident historian Felix Bedell joins us for All Over the Map, a quick look at the stories behind the names of local places. This week, a primer on two spots you'll hear mentioned a lot this weekend during the Seafair hydroplane races. Hey there, Felix.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Yeah, it's the 70th annual Seafair this year. It all began in 1950, but it really took off with the addition of the hydroplane race back in 1951. And so Stan Sayers Pits, that's just, it's almost like one word, like no space between the words. It gets reeled off so quickly. That's named for Stan Sayers. He was a Chrysler dealer in Seattle. Also a racing boat enthusiast. He owned a series of boats called the Slow Motion 1 through 6, I think, or 1 through 6. And Slow Motion 4 is the granddaddy of all modern hydroplanes. This is the one that won the Gold Cup in Detroit in 1950, which meant that race, which was like the Super Bowl and the Kentucky Derby combined, came to Seattle in 1951 and really put us on the map. And it, all the hydroplanes today still have that three-point design where two parts in the front are touching and the propeller is touching. And here's a fun fact I learned yesterday. I was talking to Mark Allen. He's going to be doing the play-by-play on Kong TV from 1 to 5 this Sunday. So it is on TV. The rooster tail, the giant arc of water behind the boat, that's because the propeller is only about 60% submerged. Because it's the hydroplane literally is flying across the tops of the water. And I never knew this before. That's why your powerboat or any regular powerboat doesn't throw a rooster tail up.
Oh,
it's because the hydroplane's literally flying. Maybe other people already knew that. Maybe it's obvious and I'm dumb for not
knowing.
It cuts
down on water friction.
It totally does.
Just get it up above the water that far. Yeah.
And rooster tail first appeared in print in the Seattle Times on June 26, 1950. That's when the Slow Motion 4 broke the world speed record and with Stan Sayers at the wheel. Okay, so out in front of Stan Sayers Pits is a place called the Ted Jones Racecourse. That's where the boats actually go around.
Uh-huh.
That's named for, not surprisingly, someone named Ted Jones.
Is it?
He was the driver of the Slow Motion 4 when they won the Gold Cup in Detroit in 1950.
Okay.
He's also the guy who designed the Slow Motion 4, designed a bunch of other famous boats like the Miss Bardall, the Shanty One, the Maverick, the Miss Wahoo, Miss Thriftway, which is a big favorite around here. And it was back in 1990 when Ted Jones was still alive, a group of volunteers, including Mark Allen, the voice of the Hydros this Sunday, got together and they surprised him by revealing the course had been named in his honor. Norm Rice signed a proclamation. Even the Unlimited Racing Commission got involved in the act. And Ted Jones was there and was very touched, according to Mark Allen. So, you know, most of the great hydroplanes all burned or sank or both in many cases. But a lot of great ones survived and have been restored. And Slow Motion 4 is on display at Mohai. The Hydroplane and Raceboat Museum in Kent has a bunch as well. So that's just a few Seafair fun facts for the big race this weekend.
I love that. Now, here's a question about a name. We'll see if you did your research.
Uh-oh.
I didn't ask you ahead of time.
Oh, jeez.
So Slow Motion. I mean, it's an odd name for a very fast vehicle.
My theory is that it made all the other boats look as if they were going in slow motion.
Oh.
Kind of like that's the theory that I have not been able to prove or disprove. That's what I'm going with.
That's great. I'd never thought of that. I just always thought it seems like such a strange name for a
kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay.
It sure is. Okay, thank you so much.